The Shriver Hall Concert Series is presenting a virtual concert this Sunday at 5:30, and it'll be available on demand through the following Sunday. They're presenting the group Quicksilver, which the New York Times has described as being revered like rock stars within the early music scene. And it's such a pleasure for me to have on the line from New York, co-director and violinist, Julie Andrzejewski. It's so lovely to have you here, and thank you for spending some time with us.
Oh, it's so great to be here. And Quicksilver is so thrilled to be on Shriver Hall's Chamber Music Series. You know, we are so honored that, and grateful, really, that they have found a way for us to share our music with their audience without being in person.
It's really wonderful how we've all been thinking out of the box for this time. I think a good starting point is the instruments and the provenance of the group that will be appearing on Sunday.
Yes, we like playing on instruments that are set up in ways that imitate what they would have been in the 17th century. We have a combination of old instruments and new instruments that do that. Our violins are strung in gut, as is the ciorbo, which is basically a very large lute or big guitar. And for this show, our keyboardist, Avi Stein, is playing harpsichord, which of course is the predecessor to the piano.
And looking at the title of this concert, A European Journey, and I was just having a look through some of the repertoire. And the name Diedrich Buxtehude obviously jumped out at me, but a lot of the other names are quite obscure. And so that leads to the question of repertoire. How do you actually go about finding these composers who are not on everybody's lips these days?
Well, let me back up for a minute and just talk a little bit about the style of the music that we're playing, because that has a lot to do with the state of the composers at the time. So this new style of music that emerged around the beginning of the 17th century, at that time, the writers and composers were calling it the modern style because it was a new way of composing. And in this style, instead of having consorts of instruments where everybody is equal, we have solo instruments on top of continuo instruments or instruments that accompany them. So it's that idea of individual personalities versus a family of personalities. So there are a lot of composers who were usually also players who were interested in exploring this new style. So I like to tell the story of our group going to this place called Avaloc and reading through a whole lot of music. We probably had 100 editions of music to read through, just trying to find these gems that we found for this concert. And the pieces that we found are just really very stunning and express this new style in a way that I think is really captivating.
It sounds such a glorious exploration and truly a European journey, as your title suggests. This is Quicksilver, and they're being presented by the Shriver Hall Concert Series in a virtual program this Sunday at 5:30. This is a concert that was pre-recorded at New York's Demena Center for Classical Music. More information is at shriverconcerts.org. And it's been such a pleasure to speak to violinist and co-director of Quicksilver, Julia Andrzejewski. Thank you so much for your time, and we really look forward to your concert.
Thank you so much, Judith.